Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Kids Are Not Mini Adults. Adjust expectations, not compassion. If there's one truth we forget during chaotic stretches of the school year, it's this. Kids do not enter our classrooms with adult brains, adult emotional skills, or adult level self-control. And when we start expecting adult behavior from children, frustration rises for them and for us. Today, we're going to slow down and get real about what developmentally appropriate expectations look like and why compassion is not softness. It's science, y'all. Before we get into it, though, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, lamination. It protects everything. Task cards, posters, visuals, routines, and it keeps you from having to redo work 50 times when kids bend, spill, or experiment. Lamination equals longevity in the classroom. I love lamination, y'all. Second thing that I'm thankful for, tempera paint. Messy, colorful, expressive. The good kind of chaos, right? Tempera is childhood in a bottle. It's creativity, freedom, and exploration. I still use tempera paint on a regular basis for different things in my classroom. And it reminds us that it's like a little bottle of joy. I don't know. And I love having students use tempera paint. I love using tempera paint. It's something that I hope that you'll bring into your classroom in different capacities. Third thing that I'm thankful for, inside gym space for snowy days. Movement matters, y'all. When kids can run, climb, release energy, learning gets smoother, y'all, especially in winter time. When you have inside gym space for snowy days, where if kids can't go outside, this space can be a gift, y'all. Well, let's get into the main topic now, which is kids are not mini adults. Adjust expectations, not compassion. Kids do not process emotions like adults. And a child's brain is still wiring. The prefrontal cortex, where logic comes from, the emotional regulation centers, you think about impulse control, long-term planning, it's all developing well into their mid-20s, y'all. That I actually just saw a report the other day that it actually can go even into the late 20s. So when a kid melts down, talks out, shuts down, or reacts too big, it's not defiance, y'all. It's development. And adults say, why would you do that? Kids honestly think, I didn't know until after I did it. This does not mean that we excuse behavior. I'll be the first one to say that. It doesn't mean that we excuse behavior, but it means we can understand the engine behind it, y'all. Adult logic doesn't translate to a child's world, y'all. It doesn't. Adults operate with that full context, long-term consequences, self-reflection. They have impulse management and emotional vocabulary to operate. Now, kids, not so much. They operate with immediate feelings, limited vocabulary, that limited language. They operate with fear or embarrassment. Big emotions in small bodies, y'all. And they're still developing their identity. A kid who refuses to work isn't being lazy. A kid who argues isn't being manipulative. A kid who cries isn't being dramatic. They're using the tools they have, not the tools adults wish they had. So what's our job? To teach the tools, to not punish the gap, y'all. So let's talk about how patience is not permissiveness. See, there's a huge difference between letting things go and approaching problems with empathy. See, patience says, you're growing and I'll help you. Permissiveness says, do whatever you want. See, clear boundaries and a compassionate tone, that's the sweet spot. And kids behave better when they feel safe, not scared, y'all. So boundaries matter, and kids crave them. See, kids will push limits because they're trying to understand. They're trying to understand things like, what is safe? What is okay? Who will guide me? Who will stay calm when I'm not? Boundaries, they are love in action. There are examples of healthy boundaries, y'all. Think about this. Imagine if a teacher says, hey, I'm here for you, and yelling isn't how we solve it. Or if you have a teacher who says, hey, you're allowed to feel upset, but not allowed to hurt others. Or let's pause, breathe, regroup, and try again. See, boundaries give kids structure. Compassion gives them stability. And together, they can create security in a classroom. They can. Now, classroom peace comes from understanding, not punishment. Punishment might stop a behavior for a moment. Understanding transforms a behavior over time. See, kids, they will calm down when they feel heard. Adults stay steady. They're given a chance to reset. When kids have that chance to reset, it can make a huge difference. When they're guided, they're not shamed. When they feel valued, not embarrassed. And peace doesn't come from raising your voice. It comes from raising your connection. So how we approach working with young people, it makes a huge difference. It matters, y'all. And so what I would say is, meet students where they are, not where the world demands them to be. See, kids are growing in a world that is louder, faster, harsher, and more confusing than ever. Kids don't need us. How do I want to say this? They don't need us to toughen them. They need us to teach them. And when we, y'all, when we slow down, when we try to understand development and guide instead of judge, when we try to model calmness for students and celebrate progress, we can celebrate classrooms where kids feel safe enough, y'all, to learn. That's ultimately what we want, isn't it, y'all? And when kids feel safe, they can thrive in a classroom space. They can. So as we bring this episode to a close here, I just want to say that the kids are not miniature adults. We have to remember that. They're learners. They're learners when it comes to their emotions, when from a social point of view, from an academic point of view. So social, emotional, academics, they're learners. And our compassion today becomes their confidence tomorrow, y'all. The compassion we show students today becomes their confidence tomorrow. Boundaries today that we bring in can become students' emotional toolbox later, y'all. We have to bring in those boundaries into our classroom because kids will push them. Kids will test them. Kids will experiment with them because that's what kids are going to do just because of where their brains are at in the developmental process. So I would say meet students where they are. Lead them with understanding. Lead students with understanding, y'all. And remember, compassion isn't softness. It's strength. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes and hit me up a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.